from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
man! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. Aye. This one time for the text. Aye. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Whoa, Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Had a rogue dog this morning.
Rogue dog?
Yeah.
The puppy?
Yeah, he made a run for it.
Oh.
Because he likes to drink puddles of water, just random puddles of water. So he'll go in the bushes and find a little puddle and just lay there and drink it. And I'm like, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
And then if you go try to, he growls at you.
Yeah, they're just trying to learn the way, dude. The way of life.
Okay. Well, then when you get that bubble guts from drinking green water.
Ugh. Oof. Not good.
Yep.
Oof. Yeah. You're not kidding, Tua. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Boys, I'm going to be a little greedy this morning because I want to start off with the UFC. All
whoa,
right?
Whoa.
Yep. Right. Yep. We'll get to Dolphins. Dolphins are plenty. We got a joint practice coming up. We got the Heat and tournament schedule out. We got Jake Berger turning into Giancarlo Stanton in his prime.
Yeah.
We got all types of things happening. But I'm effing tired of this charade. And I'll tell you what charade I'm talking about. I am tired. Tired. Of this Conor McGregor charade.
Oh, here we go.
So yesterday was the debut of Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series, which, by the way, is a fantastic event. Every single week in the summer, what they do is Tuesday nights, they have all the contenders, people who want to win UFC contracts fight. And these fights are awesome because these dudes want to get in the UFC.
It's amazing because some of the guys that you see fighting on Saturdays came from these contender series.
Yep. Yep. Sugar Sean O'Malley for, you know, probably the most famous example. I love the Tuesday night contender series. And last night was a banger. And then every night afterwards, after these events, Dana White will do a press conference. All right. Great. And so yesterday, this guy gets there. He's being asked a question by a reporter and then just throws in at the end. Well, I'll let you listen here.
You and Connor were both in Sturgis. I'm wondering if, if you guys met at all and talked about.
I'll get this fixed for you. But the point is, this this guy goes out. He goes in there, Leroy. He says that he's like, hey, oh, yeah, Connor, not fighting this year. Not fighting this year. And I'm like, hold on, dude.
What do you mean? Like
the potential of his fight as well?
We talked. Yeah. We.
What do I mean? I mean that he said that he's not fighting this year. Ridiculous that he's not going out there and fighting.
Is he still hurt?
I don't know. Because Connor comes out every day. Every time that he says he's not fighting, he comes out and he goes, yes, I am. Fighting in December, Dana. And I got to tell you, dude, I'm exhausted with the both of them. Sick of it, dude. Because you want to know what I think? Here's what I think. I don't think he is fighting. I think this is all a charade. Here's what I think. I think Conor McGregor keeps up the ruse that he's going to fight because it's good for business. Keeps him in the headlines. Every time, once a fighter retires, they become irrelevant. They go off into the ether. Nobody cares. So he can sit there and he can sell his whiskey and he can sell his terrible beer. And that whatever that thing that he sprayed Bernie with, and he could just live his life willy-nilly, but he looks coked out of his mind, juiced out of his mind, on yachts, not looking like he's going to fight anytime soon. He puts some kind of sparring footage that looks like it's from 3 years ago. Somehow it's grainy, even though we had the best technology for videoing ever. And I don't believe it. And the second part of it is you have Dana White, who also wants in on this charade. He strings everybody along month after month after month. Well, what did you know it, Leroy? Guess what the UFC is in the middle of?
Contract negotiations.
TV contract negotiations. And wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't that make the UFC look more valuable if they could keep stringing along the debut of Conor McGregor on their new TV deal? And I'm not buying it. And I'm sick of it, dude, because they have been doing this now for a year plus, and every single time I got to hear about this rat bastard and his potential return. And you want to know who nobody talks about? Poor Michael Chandler sitting here like a sucker thinking that he's getting this fight. He's not getting this fight because this fight's never going to happen because Connor's not fighting. What the hell, Connor?
Wait. Can I ask a question? And I want everybody.
What the hell, Connor?
I want everybody to take note of this when you're dealing with someone in a situation like this. Is it Connor's fault for being Conor McGregor? Is it Dana White for being Dana White? Or is it our fault for falling for it?
They're lying to us, dude.
They're lying to us. Has Conor McGregor ever been any different than he's been throughout his career?
This used to not be boxing, okay? This used to not be a bunch of hocus pocus. You're going to get the fight, but in three fights. You're going to get the fight, but in months. That used to not be the UFC. But then all of a sudden it became the UFC where I'm not getting the fights that I want. And you've strung me along here for a willy-nilly ride just to keep relevance. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the nonsense.
You know what it became? Instead of the UFC, it became the business of UFC.
It's ridiculous. It is patently absurd that I have to sit here and act like this guy's going to fight when he's not going to fight. He's not fighting. They just keep punting on it. And you missed your fight because of a toe injury? A toe? You won the interim championship with a torn ACL. What are we talking about?
That's why I thought it was close. Because like, oh, a simple toe, that'll heal quick.
Woo. What?
It was a pinky toe, though, you know?
He didn't even have dead foot.
Exactly. Michael Chandler actually had dead foot.
Not even a real injury, dude. Not a real injury. Ridiculous.
As well.
We talked, yeah. We talked. We didn't meet up, but we talked. And yeah, he wants to fight, so we'll figure it out.
Soon? This by the end
not
of this year?
Not this year. He won't fight this year.
Why not? He wants to. You got no fight in December.
When is the television deal up?
I don't know. They're negotiating right now. He's like, we're going to go
wait.
These platforms.
You think that has something to do with it?
Yes!
Okay.
But I don't think he's fighting. I think he's going to act like he's fighting. And then all of a sudden, I retire.
Now I'll never believe it. Because we got him on a card. We had him in the main event. Now, the next time his fight is announced, won't believe it. I won't believe it until the first bell rings.
Conor McGregor tweeted out.
Believe it then.
Conor McGregor tweeted out after this. Ah, Dana. December is the date. Bring the calendar year home with a winning event. Come on now. What's this? I'm off to altitude next month to prepare. December in all caps. Tell Dana and the UFC, we want December. We deserve December. And I don't know why he's tweeting in all caps. That reeks of cocaine.
Absolutely.
And I'm just, and then of course he deletes it because that's what Conor McGregor does. And I'm just tired of the act. I'm tired of it. This is nonsense.
But
what happened to the sport I love?
Here's the kicker. Who's doing more acting? Dana or Conor?
They're in cahoots.
Okay, then.
Cahoots, dude. The only people who are being suckered right now are you, me, and Michael Motherbleeping Chandler. Unless he's in on it, too, like a patsy. I don't know what he is.
What if they say, hey, you hang on. Here's a mill.
Maybe. Some shut-up money?
Yeah. Or perhaps. Michael Chandler says, you know what? I'm done with this. I want to fight now. Here's a mill to not fight. Right?
Make it look good. Don't make a stink. So you get don't make a stink money?
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
That money on to make a stink go away. Say, ooh, stinks. Money smells like roses.
Michael Chandler tweeted out, Connor, the sport will move on and thrive without you. Put it to bed. Lay it to rest. Soon a distant memory. You vastly overestimated your importance inside the game for almost a decade. Godspeed. You shut up too, Michael Chandler. Why did you take a fight?
You just called him a victim.
It's such a big deal. Because you want to know why? Because you're in on it. It's all a cahoots conspiracy, dude.
Because regardless of what anybody thinks.
Why don't you flip on him so quick?
That money is real nice when Conor McGregor's involved. Right.
Yeah, but he's acting like, oh, I don't need a sport. The sport's going to move on with that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh yeah? You didn't move on? You've been sitting on the sidelines for 3 years. Ridiculous. Anyway, I'm tired. Sorry. I got selfish.
Wow.
I'll pass the ball now.
I get it, dude. He's been stringing us along.
All right. Now he just pulled the Rio.
I'm like, oh, are you kidding?
I'm open.
What happened? Anyway.
Somebody said the WQAM kicked Leroy out of the building after that epic temper tantrum yesterday. I mean, come on. Like,
I heard from Gus Len yesterday. He goes, "Is everything okay in Broward?" I'm like, "I heard Leroy." I'm like, "No, man. I think he's upset at the metal detector."
No, it's not the metal detector. I'm fine with that. Okay? But how you send 1,000 messages a day? If you have kids in Broward County, you know what I'm talking about. The phone calls, the texts, all these things, and you didn't mention, "Hey, we're going to be backed up a little bit. Why don't you come a little bit earlier?" No. All these smart people, all these educators, nobody even hinted that there might be a delay. That's what I'm pissed off about.
Was it better today?
I'm not pissed off about the overall. I'm pissed off at all the damn messages I get, and none of them are pertinent to anything going on, because the most important thing you didn't relay to all the people to get in the damn school.
Hmm. So, any better today?
I don't know. I stayed home. I didn't have to go out in that madness.
Well, all right. Tobin, you're muted.
Dude, you guys know where I live. That is a one-way street to 595.
Yep.
There's no way around it. Now, imagine 2,500 of the 4,000 kids waiting outside with cars and parents and all that stuff. And there's a school across the street.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. It's rough. You do live in a weird kind of... that's why when I had to go get the ranch from the Walgreens, it wasn't as quick as just making it to the the corner.
First of all, I'm going to tell you right now. If you ever come into my house...
Yeah.
And you bought Walgreens ranch...
No, it would have worked, dude. It would have worked.
No, it wouldn't have. Dude... You don't buy certain things, you don't buy from Walgreens.
The reason I wasn't able to get it is because so many people had that same idea that it was out. They hadn't had an opportunity to restock because it's such a good idea.
That's not number one on their list. Let's restock ranch at Walgreens. I'm telling you, no, not number one on their list.
It just flies off the shelf. Don't even mute it the whole time.
Dr. Toboggan said Walgreens makes salad dressing.
No, they don't make their point. Own. They sell it there. It's just a quick little pit stop. It would have been perfect.
The fact that you even know they sell it there.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to get your groceries from Walgreens.
You know what else they're selling?
What's that?
A bill of goods, dude. This is ridiculous. What the hell is my fight? You want to know what used to happen back in the day when you were out for 3 years? Poof. Forgotten. Dana White used to just banish you. Now Stipe Miocic, who hasn't fought in nearly half a decade, there's like, John's got to fight him. He's 42. What are we doing? That's nearly as ridiculous as Jake Paul fighting Mike Tyson. Go fight Tom Aspinall. You're the heavyweight champ, or you're not the heavyweight champ, John Jones. Mm. And here's another thing. With Conor McGregor not fighting for 3 years, gone and forgotten. Used to make new stars. They just made Andre Arlovsky like that when Randy Couture got out of line. And now all of a sudden Ariel Helwani doesn't have a show? You don't find that suspicious?
Wow.
His contract's up. The number one newsbreaker is all of a sudden deplatformed. It's all a little too fishy for me. I'm sorry. I know we got bigger conspiracy theories in the world to worry about, but this is just sticking out like a sore thumb.
Think it's an inside job, huh? By the way, you seen Steve?
Something's going on here, dude. What about him?
Pretty good. Looking pretty
fit.
But
now fires.
He looks the same. I saw some pictures of that. What? He looks like Stipe with a black background.
Bro, but he's you said he's 42.
I'm gonna see. Hey,
yeah.
I'm gonna see if he's going to the Browns game.
Stipe.
Probably.
Yeah,
that's what he does now. That's what that's what a retired fighter does. Go to football games.
No, but I'm saying the when I go up there,
looks like a pregnancy shot.
What? It does actually the shadowing.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
He has zero definition.
What?
That's why I'm like, come on. That's why everybody's like, look at Stipe. I'm like, he looks like Stipe.
Okay. But he's been out for 5 years and he still looks like Stipe. That's what you need to be focusing on.
No, but okay.
Okay.
I promise I won't mention Conor McGregor anymore.
Hey. This first segment was stinking me out.
Take a break. We'll get into some Dolphins coming up next.
Drop top Porsche, rolling on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B, straight stunning, can't tell me nothing. Bossed up and I changed the game. You see me? It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat got all them boys cooked. We're from dollar bills, now we popping.
Welcome back. Tony and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Yeah, I did want to give a shout out because I did hog that first segment on Conor McGregor. I'm just sick of it, dude. Anyway, sick of it, dude. My New Orleans did beat the Phillies yesterday 5-0, which, you know, they stink. Not that big a deal. However, Jake Berger, friend of the show, the Burger Man, he hit another home run. 4 straight games with a home run, Leroy.
Attaboy.
Six in the last 6 games. This is from Sarah Langs of MLB.com. Jake Berger, 6 home runs in the last 6 games. That is tied for the most in a 6-game span with 2017, Giancarlo Stanton. 2010, wow. Dan Uggla. 2008, Jorge Cantu. And the man I stole my Little League pregame routine from, Cliff Floyd. Oh, I love the way that Cliff Floyd would muck up the batter's box.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was good.
I was going to ask, what exactly was the routine here?
Oh, dude, he'd get in there. I'll show you tomorrow, Marcos, how Cliff Floyd used to do it.
Yeah.
But basically, like, would just go up there and he'd sweep the whole box with his with his feet, wow. like back foot all the way to the front.
Oh,
it was good. It was good. He also has homered 10 out of his last 14 games, Leroy. That also hasn't been done since Giancarlo Stanton, who did it twice, 2015 and 2017. 2017 is MVP season, of course. Mm. I believe 2015, was that the year that he got hit in the face?
Right at the end of the year, right?
Yeah, I think that was the year he got hit in the face. I think it was. Shout out.
Yes, that was 2015. It was in a 4-2 loss to the Brewers.
Oh, I remember.
I'm sorry.
Tommy Hutton was
September 2014.
Was it 2014?
Yeah.
It was 2014? The next year was the year he did this. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, man, that Tommy Hutton was heated. Tommy Hutton was heated. Because that dude came out and then he hit another guy after hitting Stan. He goes, what are we doing here? Can you not hit people? He was losing it. The Marlins were losing it. Obviously, they just lost their best player. Got smacked in the face. Might have been on his way to an MVP that season. Yeah, he was good. I mean, hamstrings have, been the real crux of that career. But and speaking of, Jazz Chisholm is on the IL, elbow injury.
There we go.
What are you gonna do? You know, baseball gets groovy. Hey, did you see Leroy? We got some drama. It looks like some drama's brewing in Cincinnati. See, the Dolphins, they have taken care of all their drama. I mean, I guess outside of Javon Holland, but he doesn't seem too perturbed about it. But Ja'Marr Chase is apparently starting to make a stink.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Didn't practice yesterday. They're kind of being very squirrely about it, saying it's day-to-day situation. But he probably thought I was going to get into camp. We're going to make a deal happen. We're going to do a Tyreek. We're going to do a Jalen Waddle. We're going to do a Tua. Jamar Chase still sitting here. No money, buddy.
As far as the importance of the contracts, he is probably the easiest to redo and probably the guy you probably should get done before this year's up, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's the same draft class as Waddle, you know? He's probably looking and goes, Jalen Waddle gets paid? And they paid Tyreek? They
didn't pay. Tua and Waddle were in the same.
Tua was drafted the year before.
Okay.
Tua was the year before. But Jalen Waddle, obviously, paid in that class. Devontae Smith, I believe, paid from that class. And Jamar Chase sitting here. No money, buddy.
He waited.
Yeah, he's in his four. He's going into his, this is his fourth year.
Yep.
Fourth year.
No, I'm saying he waited like the whole offseason. He didn't make a stink.
I know.
Well, you know.
You know what that means? It means somebody lied about their wink.
That's what I was going to say. He probably thought money was coming. That's why, don't worry about it. They'll take care of me.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. And don't forget, Leroy, wasn't Cincinnati before Joe Burrow? They were kind of known as cheapskates.
Not Cincinnati as much as Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is known as
cheapskates. With their offensive guys, for sure.
Defensive guys, too. Remember Joey Porter?
Yeah, Joey Porter did leave.
They
pay Polamalu?
Yeah.
Yeah, they love Polamalu.
I think that's the only one they paid.
Right here.
They let James Harrison go as well, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Ryan Clark.
Yeah.
I'll never get sick of Polamalu Head and Shoulders commercials.
So good. So good.
Little Rascals.
Perfect partnership right there. They really, really did
that one. That's good.
That is good.
You know.
But yeah, so it's Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh is infamously known or famously known for getting rid of their guys before they give up the contract because they don't want to pay them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, once you hit, they may redo your first contract, but the only guys they pay are quarterbacks.
Interesting, dude. This is, listen, Jamar Chase isn't there. You already got T. Higgins on the franchise, right? So, very interesting. Is it Higgins or Boyd? I always confuse those two.
Boyd. Higgins is with, Higgins left.
It says it appears Higgins. Higgins will play on the tag in 2024.
See,
Higgins got the tag. I'm thinking. You know what I'm thinking of? I'm thinking of.
You're thinking Buffalo. Of Boyd.
I'm thinking of Buffalo, where they lost their two guys.
I always confuse those guys. Always. Where's Boyd now, Marcos? Where did he end up?
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was Boyd. 1 year deal with the Titans.
The good guys who are not Jamar Chase.
Yeah, for sure.
So they start practice today or tomorrow?
The Bengals?
No, the Dolphins.
Oh, the Dolphins practice today. They've been practicing all week.
No, joint I'm talking practice. About the inner squad or the
today.
Today. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's today and Thursday. Today and Friday, I'll play Saturday.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. Very banged up. A lot of injuries.
It's camp. Don't.
It's very annoying. It's like because it kind of feels like all the. You know what it's like? It's like all the goosies are gone from camp starting. Nah. And now it's like.
See?
What?
You get caught up in the wrong things.
You don't count. You don't get goosies for training camp at all.
It's camp, though.
You don't count.
It's camp, right? You trying to find.
What's that mean, Leroy?
Wait, no. Let me explain to you.
All
right. You guys see football start.
Yeah.
And you're looking for November football to be played every day.
No, not true. Not true.
Then why are you worried about the little bumps and bruises of guys that...
Because there's always such a mystery to it, you know? Jordan...
You know why? Because of all the list, all the ways you got to finagle the roster and stuff like that. So there's always going to be a lot of, mystery behind... Who's banged up or who's not practicing, or and especially with this team, because you don't know if it's a vet day. And then I know when I was in camp, if you got sore, right, they would say, hey, you got to work through it. You got to work through it. Now if you get sore, you can take a day off and ice it. So it's just a little different. But don't read into every single injury. You know when you read into it? When you see a guy in an apparatus, a boot, on crutches.
Well, that's what happened with Poyer, because they're like, no bigs, his thumb. And then I see the cast with his thumb. I'm like, this looks something out of a Jim Carrey movie. That's a giant cast on his thumb.
But you can play with that.
He looks ridiculous.
But you can play with that. So why keep banging it, you know what I mean, during camp? That's the whole thing. He's probably getting his work in, his running, his, you know, his skill, his drills that he's got to do. But just no team contact because they don't want him bumping that thing.
And then Tua scaring me yesterday about Odell. I'm like, oh, here we go. What scaring me?
Why is he scaring you?
I'll tell you about it. We got
a month before. It's what? A month?
We'll get to it for you here. I understand, but I don't know how long this stuff takes. You got to tell me how long it takes to rev somebody
no
up.
No fun, Leroy. Doesn't want goosies for anything. No.
You can't say it's a month.
But I'm not getting overexcited about camp and getting worried and up and down about a guy practicing and not practicing. You got a month before the season starts. Take care of it now.
I'll tell you what I got excited about, though, and what I am excited about.
What's that?
The best dry cleaning in South Florida.
Oh,
baby.
Yeah.
You know, our boy Ara, give him a call.
He is he's a good man, fan of the show, and he wants to take care of our audience with A&T Dry Cleaners. 40-plus years owned and run. And you guys can reach him anytime, Leroy. All you got to do, you can text or call him at his number, 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383. It's a beautiful thing. And he's also trying to take care of our audience, Leroy.
Oh, yeah. Give him the hookup. Give him the hookup. I'll give it to him. You know what? Mention our names, Tobin and Leroy, and get 25% off your order.
Yeah.
Now, here, little caveat. If you want alterations, they got a seamstress on site. They can take care of it in a day, depending on what it is. Call Ara and get an estimate.
Get that pricing.
You got to know how much it's going to cost, whether you need something taken in, something let out. You know, I had to do it every year with my daughter for ROTC because she grew. And those pants were mighty short, so I had to have them let out. So just give Ara a call. Let me get that number again, 954-610-9383. They service most of South Florida. That's Broward, Dade, and South Palm Beach. Just give them a call at 954-610-9383.
I kind of think of myself as South Palm Beach. I feel like I'm right there. Dude, I'll look it up for me, though.
You are closer to Disney than you are to us.
He'd work it for me. And in a lot of ways, I think of myself as a take seamstress, you know, altering, finagling, wiggling.
Oh, yeah.
I think of myself as that. But look, it's back to school time. You need kids' uniforms altered, teachers, your wardrobe taken in. You lose a little weight. You need that adjusted. Leroy, he's got his fancy Browns events or Michigan events he's got to go to. You got a fancy event. Get it all cleaned up, man. You'll never want to launder your clothes again. When you use A&T Dry Cleaners, go call our guy and text him. Ara, he's putting a deal out there for you. You mentioned Tobin and Leroy, 25% off your order, 954-610-9383. We'll get to Tua on Odell Beckham after this. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. Avoided a real crisis last night, Leroy, although I was not happy about it because Hard Knocks was delayed yesterday.
Was that what you were flipping out
about? Oh, my God. I just wanted to watch my Hard Knocks, dude.
Imagine getting a 9 p.m. Fix It, Frog Boy. So great.
It was ridiculous. You're supposed to have it. No, I kept thinking, like,
you could have just went to the guide.
The guide?
Yeah. And saw when it was coming on.
I know when it comes on, 9 o'clock. And that's what the problem was. I was there on my app. Where's my damn Hard Knocks? Where's my Hard Knocks? Ridiculous. And then they had the audacity to tweet out after, we're experiencing a delay. Yeah, we know. Sitting here, I'm trying to get my updates, dude.
How do you have a delay on an app?
I know. That was the problem. It was very annoying.
Meet them smoke, the old lover guide.
The old do love a guy. Like, this dude, is 2005.
You
just
and you see what time.
I know what time. 9 o'clock. Ridiculous, dude. Ridiculous. Anyway, I did find out yesterday that the backup quarterback, or I guess third string quarterback, because he's an undrafted rookie, not Caleb Williams, but he loves him some Love Island. Rooting for the kid.
Solid takes, huh?
Yeah.
Solid. No, I'll take it. Although they do have a good backup, right? Wasn't he like, I don't know if he was undrafted last year, if I'm not mistaken, but I know he stepped in.
Oh, yeah. What the hell is that dude's name? He had a good first preseason game, too.
Yeah, and I saw a lot of his offseason regimen. I don't know how the hell I came across him, but I was like, okay. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Mobile. You know how I feel. You know how I feel about that.
Can I just say this? You know, you find importance on the third or fourth thing that's important to that position. You realize that, right? And that's what you're going to hang your hat on. So he can be mobile. What if he can't throw?
We probably can't.
What if he can't read a defense?
No, I'm almost positive.
Okay, but by the time you get to mobile, there's three other things in that position that's going to make or break him before they determine that he's mobile.
Mobile though, baby.
He just looks. He likes a quarterback that can move, and that's why he wants two out there for the preseason because he wants to see.
Your favorite quarterbacks are RG3.
No.
Michael Vick.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. Was that not was fun? Was that not fun football?
So was Cam. I mean, when the prime Cam Newton.
Yeah, you see what happened to Cam?
Oh, he broke
and
down.
He was Josh Allen 1.0.
Oh yeah.
With more athletic ability.
A freak.
Yeah. Yep.
A freak.
So where do you think where do you think Josh Allen's headed? But not I will say Josh Allen's a better passer. So I'm not just gonna discredit that.
But also he did make reference to it going into last year. He's like, I gotta be less of a football player, more of a quarterback. And I was like,
and then he just started running.
I'm like, no, that's nobody wants that. And then he's like, ah. Keep making too many mistakes.
Right.
Oh well. Speaking of the of maybe a little bit long in the tooth and old, Odell Beckham Jr. A little nervous, Leroy. A little nervous. Well, Tua yesterday, he pulled a Gogi, right? And they try and keep an air of mystery on this whole injury, keep it in the shadows. And then Tua yesterday, he's like, well, about here, somebody asked about, Odell. How's he going to get him acclimated? How is it going to be? And he's like, well, haven't really been able to throw to Odell Beckham running routes yet because he's not on the field. And I was like, it was Tua yesterday.
Chance to throw with Odell some? I know he's not able to practice.
Yeah, I got to throw with him some. Not routes wise, but just him spot catching, him getting to see the way the ball spins, get a feel of it. So,
what gives you confidence that you guys will be able to hit the ground running when he comes back?
Well, I tell you what, I think it's more confidence for him once he's able to start running and catching balls and seeing it in that sense with guys across from him. Then also, it's a whole nother thing to do that. Then also he has to know, okay, where to line up and then what that play is, if he has emotion or if he doesn't have emotion. So that's where I think will be one of the tougher parts. And it's not just for him, it's for everyone and anyone trying to get to know the playbook in this offense. It is tough.
There you go, Tua yesterday. I don't like that, Leroy. It's very ominous from Tua.
Hold on.
Got to learn the offense, not running routes yet.
You got a month. All right. Understand that you're not relying on Odell Beckham to win or lose games. What he is a little sweetener. Okay. So
sweetener.
While we sitting here making a big deal about whether Odell Beckham is healthy or not. Stop talking like he's Tyreek or Waddle.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Understand what his role is going to even be before you talk about how important he's going to be. And that's not taken away from what he brings to the table. But the reality of it is that you were the best offense in NFL without Odell Beckham, and you have the same offense.
But one new stuff.
So he just brings something extra,
yeah, but
a little sweetener. He's not going to be the reason why you win or lose games.
I want some more wrinkles.
Again, put everything in its proper perspective. The fact that everybody's acting all crazy like this is crazy. Like, you know what he's going to be, right? I think, as Dave South said, the most important piece that has been added to this offense is Jonnu Smith.
Oh, they were showing that.
So stop. Like, I can't wait for Odell to get back. He is going to be a added piece that's going to help the offense. But again, added piece. You're not going to come after any game and say we didn't win because of Odell Beckham.
Yeah, but we need some red zone help, again, man. We need a little target action. And here's the thing.
That's what Jonnu Smith is for. You're putting too much on this.
Jonnu Smith is not, you know, Jonnu Smith's a nice player. He's not Odell. He's not OBJ. I'm a star.
No. Here.
Although I do like the
wrinkles. I hate that I'm going to say this.
Don't do it.
But I'm going to say it. Okay. Odell Beckham is famous. He's not a star anymore.
Oh, wow, dude.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, he would say that. Wow. Huh? No fun, Leroy. Doesn't want us to be happy.
So you're saying he's a show pony, huh?
That's like not what I'm saying.
This is like Floyd Mayweather fighting John Gotti, huh?
That's not what I'm saying at all.
You're saying his brother's more famous than him now.
That's not what I'm saying.
I think that's what you're saying.
So
is he? It's just one season.
Oh my goodness.
He's
like, you guys, listen, he's not the Odell that we saw with the Giants. Okay? Mm. He's a ancillary piece to this offense. Stop treating him like he's Odell Giants. And once you understand that, then how you view him coming back and the steps that he has to take to come back, you're not going to sit here and make a big deal about it.
So you're saying he's old Dell Beckham Jr.
Oh, wow. That's a point.
Yes! That's a
point. Like point for Toby!
Like I don't know why y'all think what I'm saying is so out of line.
Well, how long?
That's the reality of what's going on here.
How long will his vet savvy speed him up to know the offense? Like, how long does he need to get up to
that
speed?
That part of it, he can pick up pretty quick. Once you run a couple of offenses and you're familiar with the schemes and stuff like that and what needs to be done, he can pick that up. Now he has to get on the same page with Tua, right? Because there's a lot of times when you have a new guy, he sees one thing, and a quarterback sees another thing. You see that ball thrown in space. Mm. That's the things you work on. Those things right there. But again, in those situations, he is the third option. I have never in my entire life around football had a conversation like this about a guy who's going to be the third or fourth option. So let's stop with this.
Understood, but we needed to diversify the portfolio a little bit of types of receiver.
Okay, that's fine. That's right. When you diversify, that ain't your bread and butter, right? That ain't your steak. Odell's the mushrooms, the side, the Bernays.
That's what make, he though. Is. You go to Herbs and Rye, get those mushrooms.
But that's what he is.
Had the corn from STK.
Tyreek.
Corn, but damn, it's good.
Waddle. That's the steak and potatoes right there of that passing game.
Here was
calm down.
Mike McDaniel was asked at the top of this hour about his concern about Odell Beckham after Tua's comments. And here is what the head coach had to say in very concise fashion.
Oh.
I wouldn't have a level of concern. I think as the process goes, you have to put one foot in front of the other, and what you don't want, and what I know Odell doesn't want is getting on the grass and then leaving it. So just preparing people to be the version of themselves where they can play confident and convicted. You know, there's a all that's done, you know, where there is adversity in that he, you know, I don't think Odell sees it like that, or I don't think the entire position room sees it like that, because there's been some opportunities to play football. We have some young guys that have a lot of talent that need to really need to battle some stuff out to be able to win an NFL job, and that's the biggest thing for the Dolphins team and really that position group. And Odell has his teammates know that he's working hard because he shows them every day as he gets back to on the field where he knows that you know he didn't sign up for football to be in meetings. Even though my meetings are super entertaining, I don't think that was the case. So he's working his way back to be on the field, which is what everyone wants.
You lied to me, dude.
You absolutely
lied to me, bro.
Oh my!
That was pretty concise for Mike McDaniel. Wow. Was that like a, like a 90-second answer?
But again, put everything in its proper perspective, right? You sitting here making a big deal about Odell Beckham coming back, or when is he going to come, a month before the season first, right? To a ancillary piece on a team that there's two rooms that are packed with talent. The wide receiver room and the running back room, right? I don't think if Odell plays or doesn't play, it's going to affect this team one way or another. Can he help? Absolutely. I'm not saying that at all. But stop making it sound like you're getting Giants Odell Beckham. You're not.
Rams. Right?
If he has as many catches as he had last year, which is 40, 45, right? That'll be a bonus. That'll be a big plus.
Odell last year, 35 catches for 565 yards, 3 touchdowns.
If he has that, then he was done his job. Okay? That's not the main focus of your offense. Stop making it the main focus of your offense. And it's a month away before the season starts. And if Odell – wait, let me ask you this. If Odell Beckham missed 3 games, the first 3 games, you think this offense would be okay?
Yeah, it's not okay.
In its proper perspective.
It's not the Jalen Phillips situation. Like, it's not, right. Hey, I'm relying on old pass rushers or guys I've never heard of.
Right. So let's just put it all in its proper perspective. Like, do we want him there? Yes. Is he going to make a difference? I believe he can make a difference, right? But if he's not ready when the season starts, are you going to feel like, uh-oh, we got no chance to win? Not even close.
I won't feel like we have no chance to win, but
you
I will.
You played a whole season without him last year.
I understand, but like,
you know. The guys that you brought in besides him have shown that they're really good too. That's a packed room. Yeah, you're going to be okay at wide receiver.
Yeah, but once you, like, when do I feel like, you know, we got Will Fuller fleeced, you know? Like, when do I get to that? Week 4, week 5?
No, because you're only paying him, what, $3 million? You're only paying him $3 million. So you can even take the time to do that for $3 million. Now for $10
million. Oof.
Right. So what they paid Fuller is probably around what they're going to pay Javon Holland. So imagine that right off.
We'll take a break. Our Tua is next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.